that intensity here tonight. Well, there's also other players to watch for on the Dominican squad. We got to look for number one, Ashley Sand. But let's go to mention this team right here for Brooke Swingle.
Brooke Swingle being acknowledged here before the game.
She also led the team in service aces, helping the team rank 30th in NAIA Division I for aces per game. In that same year, she was also given an honorable mention by the ACBA All-Region Team Announcements. After moving to the NCAA her junior year, the team continued to improve and they started beating CalPAC rivals like Yesterday's News. During the 2009 season, she was dubbed an academic all-conference member and earned her place in Chi Alpha Sigma, the National College Athlete Honor Society for athletes with a 3.4 or higher GPA. She will undoubtedly earn these honors again for this season. This year, Brooke is currently leading the team in assists. These accolades do not include the various CalPAC Player of the Week or PacWest Weekly Honorable Acknowledgements she has earned. In her career at Dominican, Brooke has played in 339 sets and racked up 2,799 assists. And I'm sure that tonight she will break the 2,800 mark.
Brooke Swingle, the veteran, the senior on this team, getting her acknowledgments read, her stats read, her career stats in front of the Pat Conlin House. Brooke presented with a gift bag, a bouquet of flowers, as well as a picture signed by every member of the team. Her teammates lined up on the back line. Side by side, Brooke off to the side as she thanks her parents. The entire Conlin crowd here paying tribute to our lone senior who will finish off her career today against the Toros.
And of course, she would like to thank the Giants for winning the World Series this year.
A huge Giants fan. Quick shout out. Quick shout out to the Giants as she wishes to thank them for winning the World Series. Brooke Swingle leading the team right now in assists. As her coaches, head coach Gail Stammer, in her first year here, first year with Brooke, but undoubtedly a very proud moment for her as she stands beaming on the side as all her acknowledgments are being continued to be read out loud to everybody here at the Conlin Center. Once again, you're listening to DU Volleyball Action Senior Night here on radio.dominican.edu. Brooke beaming, obviously an emotional time for her as well as the rest of her teammates as she will move on to bigger and better things.
And
we wish her the best of luck. But back to our players, Piab, and those who we have to watch, obviously.
Yeah, for Dominican, you got to look for Ashley Sand. The only six-footer on this team knows exactly how to use her height. In yesterday's game against Academy of Art Urban Knights, she had a pair of block solos and a block assist. And she also has the fire. She also has the firepower to bring balls right back from the other side. And she has a cannon for an arm. And number two, Rhea Falealili. She always has a fiery look on her face. Whenever Coach Gale tells her to get ready, she gives it her all. This entire season, Falealili has shown a lot of heart and heart of a champion in every single game. She can do it all, assist, dig, and kill. She had 13 kills in the game against Urban Knights and is ready to add on to that here tonight. And number three, why not? It's senior night here in the Conlin Center. How about Brooke Swingle? She has been the leader of this team the entire season. Being a setter is the most underrated position in volleyball, and she has been doing well all season. Not only that, she showed her versatility on offense as well. She had 5 kills against Notre Dame Day No More, and it is her last game in a Penguin uniform. So let's see how Swingle can play tonight.
The starters for the Penguins, and you can hear the ovation as Brooke Swingle is named as a starter for the last time here as her last game at DU at the Conlin Center here. An emotional night. We'll pause for the national anthem. For those of you at home, please rise and remove any hats. Back here live at the Conlin Center. Happy to have you with us wherever you may be tuned into DU volleyball action and PIAB. Two coaches going at it tonight.
Yeah, here are the keys to the game really quickly before Hunter Hornstein grabs the night from me. Number one, crowd noise. It is senior night here in the Conlin Center again. It can be noisy like the arena in Oakland, but the crowd can get busy. The biggest key to the game is get the crowd on your side, Penguins. And number two, follow the veterans. Brooke Swingle has been doing her tail off the entire season, and not to mention the upcoming senior, Kayla Morphew, ready for the next senior night. And number three, let's have some energy. What the Penguins needed this season was energy. Whenever this team has pumped up, they brought out the noise on offense and defense. So what this team needs tonight is energy. So here is my colleague, Hunter Hornstein, ready to announce the final game of the Penguins season.
Thank you, P-Up. Absolutely fantastic job. It's been a pleasure this whole volleyball season, P-Up. Just wanted to quickly acknowledge that. Ladies and gentlemen, Hunter Hornstein alongside DJ P-Up as we bring in the final game of volleyball action for 2010 senior night. We salute Brooke Swingle, number 22, the assist leader on this team. A non-conference game against the Toros of Dominguez Hills, but the Penguins, sitting at 3-25 overall, want to win and end this year on the winning note. A very young team, a learning season, you could say, as there was a lot of things that went right. However, the wins just weren't there. Doesn't matter now, though. It's senior night. It's the final game. And Hannah Stocking back to serve. Low serve over to the Toros. The Toros now set it in front for Hicks. Hicks inside the line, and it's a point for the Toros. And DH goes up 1-0 very quickly. Denise Devine for the Toros back to serve. White, Devine, Hicks, Clark, Prusa, and Greer, the starters for the Toros. Thrown up by Hicks. There's a serve over to Pittman, over to Swingle, over to Sand. Sand, good defense there by White. Now the DU's on defense as Jones hits it out of there. Pittman over to Falea Lili, who just tries to dump it over to Dominguez Hills, the libero. Number 7, Volpford, back over. Now over to Falea Lili, and she hammers it in there, ties it up at 1.
Yeah, she answered right back there, Hunter, and that's the answer that the Penguins need. They need that energy.
Ashley Pittman, the libero for tonight's game. Over to serve. The lefty does, and it's dug out by the Toros. The Toros set in front for Devine. Devine, nice little dink shot over the net, and it gets in there. Point for the Toros. It's 2-1. The starters for the Penguins, Stocking, Jones, Pittman, Clark, Filialili, Sand, and the senior Brooke Swingle. Toros ball back to serve is Shelby. Volt Ford, the junior. Long, loopy serve to Swingle, who sets for Hannah Stocking. No good as Devine digs it out. Nice job by Clark to try to hit it over there, but Stocking. Now Filialili. Filialili just outside the line. A good hit there. Unfortunately, just a little too much on that one, Piop.
Yeah, I mean, she has that cannon. That's the one thing she needs to work on in her upcoming sophomore year.
3-1 Toros, excuse me, here in the first. As that serve by the Toros goes right into the net. A give-me point by the Penguins. 3-2 now. And more importantly, they get the ball back. The senior, on senior night, Swingle, serves. It's a liner over the net, over to White. White sets for Hicks. Hicks hammers it to Pittman. Pittman can't do anything with it. It goes up and over into out-of-bounds play. A point to the Toros, and it's 4-2. And Mariner will take it back as we have a substitution. She'll come in for Elena Hicks. Picks a freshman, will take a seat. Swingle, over to Filialili. Filialili, over to Mariner. Mariner to Magnum. Magnum in front of a diving Filialili. Little dink shot got in there, Piab. It's 5-2.
Yeah, that dink shot was served perfectly right in the middle. It was a pancake toss, and now here comes the Toros ready to serve.
Mariners back to serve. She will, over to Filialili. Swingle will set it over to Lauren Clark. Clark didn't get a whole lot on it. Easy play for the Toros as they hammer it back over to Pittman, and Pittman can't do anything with it. That was number 10, Ashley Clark for the Toros. They go up 6-2 and have a commanding lead early in game one.
Now, this isn't the start the Penguins wanted. They wanted this crowd to get energetic. It's a packed house here in the Conlin Center.
Absolutely. Quiet crowd so far. Mariner with another serve, and Pittman and Filialili can't do anything with the serve. It looks like they got tied up there. Maybe a lack of communication, doesn't matter. Goes off out of their hands into out-of-bounds play. And you know what? That's a point against them. It's 7-2. Timeout for the Penguins as Gail Stammer talks to her team.
Now, that was a great substitution that was by Coach Davenport by substituting the dangerous Mariner in there for Hicks. Hicks a part of the big trio that this freshman team has, but the substitution came in at the right time. It's a 7-2 lead for the Toros, and they had an unanswering command, 5 points. And you're looking in the sideline here of Coach Gail Stammer. She's very, very hot right now. She knows the last game of the season. They could win it here at home. So let's see what Coach Gail could do. And everybody, let me see a bing swing because Brooke Swingle, her last game, and she's ready to play, and Hunter Hornstein is ready to say.
The Toros on the road today as they visit our Penguins. Haven't been too good on the road, Piab, away from the Toro Dome. They're 1-10. Overall, 3-24. The Penguins overall, 3-25. Mariner back to serve. She will. Over to Filialili, who sets it to Swingle, who sets it to Jones. Jones hits it off the fingertips of Wolfport, and it goes out of bounds. A point to the Penguins, and they start creeping back slowly but surely. 7-3. Penguin ball. Filialili, the Long Beach native, back to serve. Good serve there as they can't do anything with it. Somehow they save it, the Toros do, and they hammer it right back over the net. Pittman to Swingle, who sets for Stocking. Stocking shanks it off. It looks like her and Jones may have had a little bit of miscommunication as Swingle set it up, and they both went for it, Piab. Stocking might have heard footsteps, shanks it left, hits it right into the net.
Yeah, that's the one thing you don't want. You want to hear footsteps on the other side. It's just like football. Don't listen to footsteps. Listen to the ball.
Ashley Clark for the Toros back to serve. 8-3 in favor of Dominguez Hills. Filialili bump. Set to Swingle. Lauren Clark goes up, gets a block. Nice dig out there by Swingle. Jones tries to flip it over. Not going to work as White is right there. Hicks over to Devine. Devine back over to DU's. Hannah Stocking tries to dink it. Nice defense there by Prusa. Prusa over to the DU's. Good job by Swingle. Back over to Devine. Devine gets denied. Here's Filialili, who quick little shot over the net. Doesn't work. Good rally here. And finally, Prusa, Abby Prusa, the junior, out of Simi Valley. Dinks it over there in front of Stocking Clark and Falea Lili. The freshman couldn't do anything with it. It's a point to the Toros, 9-3, and head coach Scott Davenport, in his fourth season, really likes it. Up on his feet with a great smile on his face. Back to serve is Ashley Clark. She will over to Jones. Jones hammers it in there just inside the line. Nice job by Ashley Jessica Jones. Do work. Penguin point, 9-4.
Yeah, Jessica Jones just smacked that right dab on the line. I know there should be measuring sticks on this lead, but that was a perfect spot just for Jessica Jones.
The freshman, Lauren Clark, number 9, back to serve. Over to Hogarty. Hogarty hits a backup over the net, over to Falea Lili. Falea Lili over to Magnum. Magnum to White. Swingle back onto the Toros side, and the Penguins get the point there. And it looked like Jessica Jones was able to hit it off the fingertips of Devine as it goes out of bounds. Point Penguins, 9-5. Lauren Clark will serve once again. Hits that ball on the ground a few times, throws it up, and no step serve. Dug out by the Toros, over to Devine. Devine knocks it over the net, but Falea Lili's there. Swingle, sets for Stocking. Stocking, no. Good defense by the Toros. Back on the Toros side, now back over to DU. Lauren Clark to Swingle. Swingle has to recover. Falea Lili, quick toss back over, but the Toros were ready for it. Mariner in front of a diving Lauren Clark. Point to the Toros, 10-5, and we're just in the first. Ashley Pittman will now come in for Lauren Clark. Clark obviously frustrated. Ashley Pittman, though, another freshman. A very young team, as we only say goodbye to one senior tonight. Served by the Toros over to Falea Lili, who sets it to Swingle. Oh, bumps it to Swingle, who sets for Stocking. Stocking doesn't get anything on it. Nice job there by Devine as she got up in the net. Nice defense by Pittman. Devine diving stop. Toros still have it. Somehow it's alive. Little bump. There's Stocking. Swingle to Sand. Sand tries to dump it in. Not going to work. Good defense by the Toros. Devine one more time. Just outside. Inside the line. Excuse me. Just inside the line in front of a diving Rhea Falea Lili. 11-5. The Toros are up.
Yeah, you may think Devine is hurt with that cast wrapped around her leg, but she shoved that right down on the Penguins' back line. What a play by Devine.
Prusa back to serve now for the Toros. Dug out by Falea Lili, who bumps it straight to Swingle, who Jones tries to hit it up there, but Devine gets up. And Devine, who might be shorter than Jones, with that cast around her left leg, heavily wrapped, somehow got up and blocked it. Good point there by the Toros. It's 12-5, and they are in complete control of this first game so far. The Toros back to serve. Prusa over to Falea Lili, who hit it to Swingle, who tried to bump it over. Didn't work. Devine tries to kill it. Nice block there by Sand and Jones. She got up there, but so did Sand, so did Jones. They said no way, rejected that one. Point to the Penguins, 12-6. They've cut it in half. More importantly, they've gotten the ball right back as Jessica Jones back to serve. She will. It's a laser. Just inside the line. Nice job by the... No, excuse me. Just outside the line. Here at center court in the broadcast booth, Piab, it looked like it had just inside the line. Maybe not, though. Unfortunately, goes against the Penguins. 13-6.
Yeah, the Penguins got lucky there right there. But you know what? The Toros look like they have the intensity coming here on game one.
Served by the Toros. Pittman digs it out to Swingle, to Stocking. Stocking tries to hammer it in there, but gets rejected as Hicks gets up there. The freshman out of Wildermore, California, went to Elsinore High School. She got up there, got hops. The 5'11 did, the outside hitter, and rejected it. 14-6. Line drive of a serve by the Toros as Pittman digs it out over to Jones. Now the Toros pressuring Jones. Nice dig by her. Ashley Sand tries to dump it in, and she will. Nice point there. Do work. Point Penguins, 14-7.
Yes, 6 foot. Ashley Sand met 5'11 freshman Elaine Hicks, and she said, bam, right in your face, just like the Toro celebration right after they score.
Hannah Stocking to serve. She will. Dug out there by Voltford. Voltford over to Hicks. Hicks hammers it in there. The Penguins stand their ground, and Falea Lili with the kill. Nice job by the young freshman, soon to be a sophomore, 14-8. DU trails. But slowly creeping back, Piab, you like to see that. A young, scrappy, aggressive team as Hannah Stocking, number 3, back to serve. Dug out there, somehow popped up, but it goes out of bounds. That was White, who somehow was able to save the ball. but just shanked it, went out of bounds, and the Penguins get the point. It's 14-9. The Toros, in response to that, are going to take a timeout, Piab.
All right, now you got to check out how Scott Davenport handles this little rally that the Penguins are doing right now. You see him on the sideline with his hands on his shoulder looking very intense. He does not want this game to get out of hand. They already have the lead. It's 14-9, Toros lead. But Davenport is just making sure that this squad has the intensity as they had coming into game one. And you got to look on the other side. Coach Gale pointing at the Toros back line. And it looks like she's saying, aim for that weak spot. That's the weak spot of the defense. And you got to see the intensity that Brooke Swingle has on the bench, getting water, our hand in stocking, and the entire back line. But check out the ice box. It's filled with DU basketball and DU work. Hunter Hornstein's ready to work. Here he comes, my colleague.
Back here at the Collins Center, Hunter Hornstein alongside DJ Piab, your broadcasters for tonight, and a stocking to serve. Over to Devine. Devine bumps it back over, and it's a nice kill there by Elaine Hicks. My goodness, she's all over the place, Piab. Another kill for her, and that's a point to the Toros, and they're starting to run away with it, 15-9. The Penguins, though, not out of it. They've got to be able to keep it close. Devine, with the tightly left wrapped left leg, you understand what I'm trying to say, to serve. Falea Lili tries to dink it back over. Nice save by Devine. She probably should have just let it go, though, as it goes out of bounds. Point to the Penguins. They're in double digits, 15-10. Do work, Penguin point. Ashley Pittman back to serve. She's the libero for tonight's game. Wearing the black jersey, black and gold, black and yellow, whatever you want to call it, if you're a fan of the song. Nice little rally we've got as Jones tries to hit it over. Dug out there by Devine, rolling on the ground. Sets it for Hicks, and Hicks hammers it in there in front of Jones. Point to the Toros, 16-10.
Yeah, you got to look at Hicks. She's 5'11", but she looks like she's 6'1". She got up on that, and it has shoved it right on the front line of Dominican squad.
Vopen Ford back to serve. Over to Stocking, who digs it out. Swingle runs over and sets it for Falea Lili, who gets just denied in front of the net. And it's a point to the Toros. It looked like Prusa and Greer got up there. No, Prusa and Hicks, got up there and were able to block the young former Jackrabbit. And speaking of Jackrabbit, she's going to sit down and take a seat. Kayla Morphew, number 30, the junior outside hitter, will come in. Served by the Toros to Stocking, to Swingle, to Clark. Clark gets denied. Nice save over there by White. One more time, Morphew tries it and gets it pumped up. Nice save there by Devine as she races over to the sideline. Swingle dinks it in there, waits for the defender to come up, Piab, and then saw the opening and the veteran move by the veteran, the senior. She just dunked it in there.
Yeah, look at Swingle. That shows the versatility she has as a center and a killer.
Swingle to serve. Devine diving save there. She digs it out. And Hicks just kind of loops it on over there. Morphew with the hit. Good defense by the Toros as White sets up for Prusa, and Prusa hammers it in there. And I'll tell you what, Prusa looks like she has a cannon of her own, Piab. She's been wearing out that back line for DU all night.
You know what? She wasn't even a player on the keys of the game. She's just someone that's just playing her all. She's the junior out of Simi Valley, California, and she's looking pretty fine right now.
Hicks and White will take a seat as Mariner comes back in. Speaking of Mariner, she's going to serve. Dug out by Pittman. Over to Swingle, who's going to set for Jones. Jones, good hit, but blocked up in front there by Magnum. Swingle to Jones. She tries it again. Devine's right there, though. Magnum, quick little dink shot up and over the net. Pittman, though, is just there waiting. She hammers it over. Set there in front of the net and dug out by Pittman. Over to Morphew. Morphew tries to dink it, but waiting for it is Clark. Now back to Magnum. And Devine hits it, but gets it just a little too much. Actually, she got it in. Excuse me. Man, I'll tell you what, Piab. Some of those are looking really close, and they're even fooling me. She got that one in. It's a point to the Toros, 19-11. And they are slowly but surely taking this game over. Mariner with the serve right into the net. We needed that. That's a point through the Penguins, 19-12.
Now back to that little game of inches right here on that back line. It seems like Hunter Hornstein, just like me, wants that replay for volleyball.
Kayla Morphew upset with herself after she serves it right into the net. You can't do that. And At this point in the game, Piab, when it's 20-12, you can't give points away.
Yeah, you can't. Look at Morphew. She looks very frustrated after that ball hit the net. That's something a veteran should not do.
Morphew will take a seat, and Falea Lili will come back in. Fresh legs Gail Stammer wants out on the court. Served by the Toros. Swingle to Jones. Jones hammers in there. Nice stop there by Devine. Maggum puts it up for Devine. Devine jumps up and throws it, and it's in there. Nice job by Abby Prusa. And, man, I'll tell you what. She's all over the place. What can you do to stop her at the front line like that?
Well, I don't know. She wasn't even a part of the key to the game, and it seems like she's being a key to the game for the Toros today.
The senior Ashley Clark out of Bakersfield, California, will back to serve. Running serve, and she hits it just on top of the net, but it goes over still. Stocking, here we go. Nope. Good defense by the Toros. Man, Stocking's got a cannon. Here's Devine, speaking of cannons, and it goes off of Clark's hands, out of bounds. Point to the Toros, 22-12, and they've entered the coveted red zone.
Yeah, Ashley Clark, no relation to Lauren Clark. Just shoved it in there. She is the junior.
Ashley Clark back to serve for the Toros, wearing the high black socks. Dug out there by Pittman. Swingle sets for Stocking. Stocking unloads, and she gets it in there. Nice job by Stocking as Toros couldn't hang on, couldn't handle it. And finally, the cannon comes out. Do work, Penguin Point. 22-13, but still got a long way to go. Lauren Clark back to serve. Number 9 throws it up. Good serve there as Mariner digs it out over to Maggum, over to Clark, and now to Hannah Stocking, and diving stop by Devine. Devine getting kind of wrapped up there on the ground. Brooke Swingle over to Jessica Jones. Rhea Falea Lili into the net. Not going to happen. Looks like she might have... I don't know about that one. Usually you want her to get a little closer to the net, so you don't do that, as in hitting the ball into the net. She did it, though, and it's a point to the Toros, 23-13. And Abby Prusa, back to serve. She's been a killer all night. Hits the top of the net, dug out somehow by Pittman. Swingle to Falea Lili. Falea Lili hits it in there. Nice job by the Penguins as Hogarty couldn't handle it, and thank goodness as Abby Prusa is going to take a seat. Point to the Penguins, 23-14.
Yeah, I mean, Falea Lili just did that one right there and answered back quickly.
Served by the DUs. Devine's waiting. Nice hit there by Hannah Stocking. Let's see what side it lands on. And it lands on the Dominguez Hill side. And Cassidy Maggum, not really happy with herself, just kind of let it drop. Maybe a little bit of a blank there, but we'll take it. It's a point to the DUs, 23-15. Jessica Jones back to serve. Dug out by Hogarty. And Magnum redeems herself as she dunks it in there one more time, and that's a point, and they're one away. It's 24-15. We're going to have some substitutions as Olivia White comes back into play. So does Hicks. Don't see Prusa on the court, thankfully, but they're one point away anyway. It doesn't really matter. Olivia White to serve. She will. Set to Stocking by Swingle. Over to Devine. Falea Lili waiting for it. Swingle sets for Sand. Sand tries to hammer it in, and they're going to get called for touching the net, and that's how it ends. The first game ends 25-15. Not a whole lot of fight the Penguins gave it in that first one. They find themselves down 1-0 in the best-of-five series. And Piab, what happened in that first one? Looks like they never were able to really get their momentum going.
Yeah, just not only momentum, it had to be... Again, with the mental errors, you cannot have that again for Coach Gail Stammer's Penguins. The Penguins, though, look like they got a lot of intensity on the look of their faces, and it stands by former gold digger from San Jose, Gail Stammer. She also played for an Olympic team. She's a great coach, and she's got this team playing hard. But Brooke Swingle, you got to go back to her last kill. It killed it a little light touch. Showed her versatility as a senior and what she did her entire career as a Dominican Penguin. But on the other side, check out Coach Davenport shouting out orders. You gotta love what he's doing with his team. Even though they're 1-10 on the road, it seems like they've got the intensity coming back on their side, and they're having a 10-point lead coming back from that big game one deficit. But you gotta like Coach Davenport's way of handling business here on the road tonight. You got to love Devine's way of handling business, shoving it down to the Penguins' front line, and not to mention Parusa, number 17. She is the sleeper on this team. Not a lot of people know who she is, but Hunter, we gotta see, how is Brooke Swingle performing here tonight in her last game in a Penguin uniform?
Well, I'll tell you what, Brooke Swingle, the senior, on senior night, obviously her last game, you know, she had a great career. Obviously, her very first couple of years, a conference win, and then a second-place finish in the conference. So, obviously, she's no stranger to winning. This year may not have gone the way the Penguins had hoped or envisioned. Definitely not what Gail Sammer envisioned in her first year being here. But you keep looking back at the seven young freshmen, and you're losing one senior. And you've got Morphew coming back as a senior next year. You've got a bunch of sophomores coming back, Sarah Bain, Ashley Sand, Melissa Wise, and Lachelle Ruland. They're coming back. They're going to be juniors, so they've got two more years. And then you go down the line of freshmen, take your pick, Hannah Stocking, Jessica Jones, Kelsey Lardner, Ashley Pittman, Lauren Clark, Rhea Falealili. I mean, this team's going to be stacked in the next couple of years to come. I think this year was just a transition period, maybe a little bit of growing pains, a new coach, a bunch of freshmen. But you know what? You can't say enough about Brooke Swingle. She's really held her own these final couple of games, and she's doing all she can to help the Penguins win tonight. And they're going to have to get it going as they're down 1-0 in this 5 series. They lost that last one 25-15. And up front, they really lost the battle. And players like Greer and Prusa and Ashley Clark and Hicks and Devine. I mean, these are girls that are just coming up to the line and just absolutely punishing the defense by the Penguins.
Now, these girls are punishing the defense, but let's check with this front line coming in. You got Morphew, Sand, Stocking, again with Swingle, Jessica Jones, and also you got to look at Lauren Clark. She's in back on the front line. And libero Ashley Pittman comes on the floor. There's a little delay looking for a ball, are the referees. And looking on the other side, again, her big thigh wrapped, again, is Devine. And she is ready to play. And looking over to serve is Olivia White. White has the ball in her hands, and she smacks it over. And it's dug out by the Penguins. And looking for a kill is Morphew. Morphew does not seem like the type of person that will do a lot of killing for the Penguins, but she comes up strong there.
Absolutely. Nice job by her. More importantly, the Penguins get on the board first, and they get on the board fast.
Morphew serves it over again, dug out by the Toros. And coming over for a fresh kill was the lady, Elaine Hicks. Dug out over was Morphew. Toss over to Vine to Hicks one more time. No. Dug out by the Penguins. Set up for Jones. A little light touch. And it is saved. Oh, a tremendous save by the Toros. Swingle sets it. And it's to Clark. I'm sorry, it's to Stocking. And she stucks that stopping over to the Toros. Point Penguins.
Nice job by the Penguins taking the early lead. Let's hope they can keep it up.
Morphew digs it over one more time to the Toros. Looking over is Hicks. That's a little weird angle to kill it, but it's dug out by the Penguins, and it hits the net weirdly. Coming over to Devine. There's her cannon. Goes out of bounds. 3-0 lead for the Penguins.
Devine with the kill there. She had three in that first game. So look for her to continue the offensive production for the Toros.
Now Morphew again with the ball in her hands. Serves it over to Devine. Devine looks over. Serves it back to Hicks. Hicks. It's dug out by a Penguin, and wow, what a big two-hand touch that was by Stocking. Devine hits it to Pittman, and Pittman gets knocked over by Devine's cannon. Now, I got to tell you what, I'm very impressed by how Devine serves her balls directly to the back line of the Penguin squad, and not to mention Devine is ready to serve right now. Devine looks at her coach, Davenport, tells her when to go, and she hits it over. Morphew sets it back to Swingle. Swingle sets it one more time to Stocking. Stocking hits Hicks. Hicks hits it over. Jones sets it to Morphew. Morphew, it's dug out by Devine. Set by a Toro, and a big kill is dug out by Swingle. and it's out of bounds points for the Toros. As another game of inches that was, and ready over to serve it once again is Devine. Devine looks at her coach one more time, bounces the ball on the dirt, and sits it over the net. Dug out by Pittman, set by Swingle, killed by Jones, dug out by Devine. Set over by White, hit over by Ashley Clark. And Hannah Stocking hits it over, which is dug out by Devine. And look at the effort that was by the libero, Ashley Pittman. Dug on, tried to reach on it with her right hand, but hit the dirt.
Good effort by Pittman. However, she's getting absolutely lit up in that back line. They're going to need some help back there. The Toros have exploited the weakness.
Devine is not what you want to see from her. She's the team leader, and that serve hit the net. Point Penguins. It's 4-3 Penguins lead. A one-point lead can turn into 10, or maybe that lead can diminish. But ready to serve it up right here is Lauren Clark. Clark hits it over by the libero, Vaughn Ford hits it to Hicks, dug out by Swingle. Jones sets it to Morphew, dug out by Vaughn Ford again. White sets it to Hicks. Hicks delivers a missile, which is set by Swingle. Swingle, she tries to kill it. It goes over the head of White. And it's dug out by Devine. Another stopover that was by Greer. Greer meets Jones at the top. Meter at the top that was by Elaine Greer, the 6'1" freshman out of Bakersfield. And not to mention Bakersfield, this is where the Dominican Lady Penguins basketball are playing right now. And it's served over by number 7, Vaughn Ford. Vaughn Ford looks at Stocking while Stocking delivers a missile, and it's saved by Devine. Sand digs it out. Stocking one more time, goes out of bounds. Penguins get the point. 5-4 Penguins lead, another one-point lead this is for the Lady Penguins.
Nice break there for the Penguins. Once again, they lost the battle up front at the net, and fortunately the ball went out of bounds, giving the point to the Penguins.
Jones serves it over, dug out by Devine. Set by White, killed over that was by Abby Prusa. Hunter mentioned Prusa a lot of times in the game, and she's someone to look for while Coach Davenport tries to make a substitution, and ready to serve it up is Mariner. Mariner looking like a Seattle Mariner out there, delivering aces, just like the former ace they had in Cliff Lee and Randy Johnson. Mariner hits it over the net, dug out by Pittman, set by Swingle, and Ashley Sands says one more time, it's dug out by Mariner, and the kill was very long. It went to the back line. No one covered it, so it's a point for the Toros, and Mariner ready to save, ready to serve. 6-5, Toros lead. Mariner looks at her coach, and she delivers a missile. Dug out by Jones, set by Swingle. Back to Jones one more time, which is dug out by Devine. Devine hits it over to Vaughn Ford. Will Swingle sets it for Sand. Sand gets dug out by Devine. Oh, what a light touch that was by Prusa. But Stocking says no, she'll kill it. Prusa delivers another light touch, and that hits the ground off a diving Jessica Jones.
Man, I told you, Prusa, watch out for her. 4 kills in that first game, adding a couple more right now. She is on a roll.
And here comes Mariner. Mariner looks over at her coach and lets it fly. That's a missile, which is dug out by Pittman. What an amazing save that was, and Sand lets it fly. Set over by White, hit over by Prusa, and Prusa says, boom, it's on. 8-5, Toros lead. The lead by the Penguins is diminished, and hopefully substitutions comes its way. And looking, Kelsey Lardner, the 5'8 freshman, comes in place for Jessica Jones. Jones again with injuries on her left shin. Let's hope she's okay. Serving it up is Mariner. Mariner delivers a missile, which is dug out by the libero. Pittman one more time. Hit hard by Stocking one more time, and pancake save. No, the Penguins get a point. 8-6 Toros lead, but Penguins serve it. And guess who? It's got to be the one and only missile launcher, Hannah Stocking. Stocking delivers a missile, dug out by Mariner. Oh, a light touch by Magnum, and Magnum cannot hold on. A fingertip save hits the floor, and Stocking ready to serve it one more time.
Nice job by the Penguins, keeping this game close, unlike last time when they let the Toros run all over them.
And there goes Stocking. Whoa, what another missile that was, but served out by a diving Mariner. Mariner gets dug out by the libero, Pittman. Oh, what an effort that was by Morphew, and Swingle digging for that ball, but can't. It's a pancake point for the Toros. Just a little light touch that was by the dangerous Prusa, the 5'10 junior from Simi Valley. But ready to serve it up is Ashley Clark, the senior. Hits the net, but goes over. Dug out by Stocking. Hit over the net by a Penguin. And Devine hits it off Brooke Swingle. And that's a point for the Penguins because that point went out of bounds.
Yeah, nice job there by the Penguins to get their fingers out from that. If it hits the fingers and goes out of bounds, P.U.B., the point is awarded to the other team. Nice job there by the Penguins to make sure that they stayed clear as that ball was shanked a little bit by Devine.
Now here comes the freshman, Pittman. Pittman gets dug out by Mariner, set by White, and delivered by Devine. What a dig that was by Swingle and Morphew, and hit over is Hannah Stocking. Stocking getting all the playing time while Falea Lili's on the bench. But after that, there's another dangerous kill by Prusa. 10-8, Toro's lead. Prusa has the ball in her hands after Coach Davenport has a big smile on his face with the clipboard in his hand. But look at Prusa. Hits it 1, 2, 3, 4 times on the ground and delivers a missile. Oh, man, a missile that was to Kelsey Lardner. She couldn't handle that. Point Toros, 11-8, three-point lead this is for the Toros. Now Prusa again hits it 5 times on the dirt. Here she comes, jumps up and sets it over. Dug out by Stocking, hit by Morphew. Dug out by Prusa one more time. White digs it over. And this is to the dangerous Devine. Met at the top by the dangerous senior in B-swing Swingle, but answers back is Ashby Prusa for another kill. 12-8. And it's a lead by the Toros. Check out Prusa again looking at the play for her coach. Soccer player in the house is Devin taking pictures. But look at that. It's killed over to Brooke Swingle. And there's the other missile launcher that was by Hannah Stocking. Goes out of bounds. And that's another mental mistake that was for the Penguins. And Prusa has the ball in her hands again, ready to serve it up. 13-8, Toro's lead. Prusa hits it over the line, dug out by Morphew, set by Swingle, killed by Morphew, out of bounds. The Penguins again, miscommunication and mental mistakes are what hurting them today. And Coach Gale ready to make a substitution. Sarah Bain ready to come in for Kelsey Lardner.
Yeah, going back to Hannah Stocking and Kayla Morphew, hitting those balls out of play, just a little too much. You've got to be able to corral that arm of yours. I expect it from a young freshman like Hannah Stocking, but maybe not the junior like Kayla Morphew.
Now Prusa serves it up. Hit over by Morphew, hit the net, and ricochets back at her, so she hits it one more time, but White sets it to Devine. Oh, wow, what a dig by Stocking. Hit the ceiling of Conlin Center. Wow, but dug over by the Toros, a little light touch that was by Cassidy Magnum. And Magnum says boom one more time as a point comes to the Toros. 15-8, while Coach Gale Stammer looks disappointed again. Point for the Toros, 15-8, Toros lead. And here comes Hunter Hornstein, ready to say one more time.
Senior day here at the Conlin Center as Brooke Swingle, number 23, the 5'10 setter out of Sonoma, California, the nursing major. Her final game here, P.U.B., at the Conlin Center, putting on the uniform. And for any athlete, that's always an emotional time. And I'll tell you what, she looks like she's playing with a heartload of emotion. And, you know, there's no doubt she had her pregame tradition of orange Gatorade and Snickers. So Brooke Swingle, a distinguished career, great job. Always been a force on the court. She will truly be missed. In her freshman year, she led the team in assists, and the team won the conference. Her sophomore year, the team went 11-3 in conference, earning the Penguins second place. She also led the team in service aces, helping the team rank 30th in the NAIA Division I for aces per game.
Now, mention of Snickers, you do not want to feed this Penguin squad a Snickers right now because they are hungry for a victory. Snickers, of course, clears the hunger from the Penguins' belly, but they don't want that. They want to be hungry for this victory. And right now, here comes Prusa serving it over the line. Dug out by Stocking. Hit over by Bain. Swingle tries to kill it. hit the line, but no, they call it out of bounds. Point for the Toros, 16-8. An 8-point lead by the Toros could lead up to a victory, but hopefully the Penguins are still hungry for this victory here on Game 2. Prusa looks over at her coach, lets it fly one more time, which is dug out one more time by Stocking. Swingle tries to kill it one more time, but met at the top is right there. Elaine Greer hit over by Prusa, dug out by Stocking. Oh, what a light touch that was by Morphew, and Hunter pumps his fist while the Penguins get a point. 16-9, Penguins down by 7.
Yeah, the Penguins really needed that point there. Don't want to fall too far behind. This game is still in reach.
Brooke Swingle delivers a missile. Down over by Magnum. Swingle bumps it to Sand. Sand, one more light touch. Oh, what a dive that was by Magnum. Hit two hands over by Mariner, but it seems like she juggled that a bit. So that's a point for the Penguins. 16-10. Penguins down by 6 now. Check it out. The basketball players in the house. Tyler Sokol down at midcourt. Oh, two-hand touch by Hillary Hugadard. But Hugadard doesn't matter because Elaine Greer kills it for the Toros after a diving Pittman. 17-10. Another point. Just on the points again for the Toros. Having the ball in her hand is Olivia White, the 5'7 junior out of Simi Valley, California. Hands it with two hands and hits it over to the net. And that's the point the Penguins want. Hits the net. That is 17-11. Toros lead by 6. Now Morphew has the ball in her hand. Has the index finger on the pump iron. But doesn't matter. She hits it over. Oh, to Greer. And shoves it back in her face. Is Hannah Stocking one more time. Get out of my house. The Penguins trying to get a victory right now. 17-12. Penguins down by 6. By 5, sorry. Hit over by Hicks. Dug out by Pittman. One more time is Morphew. Dug out and Devine hits the line, and that's a point. Again for the Toros, 18-12. Toros ready to get a victory here. If you want to take a look at us, take a look at us on B2 Network. That is B as in boy, 2 the number, and we are B2.net. So here it is. Check out. Devine hits it over. Dug out by Pittman. Swingle sets it to Clark, and it goes over Denise Devine. Point Penguins.
Nice job there by the Penguins. Finally, getting a little bit of firepower back. Still, a close game. You've got to stay in it, stay confident, and believe that you can win this game.
Lauren Clark ready. Hits the net, and there's a point again. Another ace assist for the Penguins. 18-14. Penguins now bring it to 4.
Give that assist to the net. Hits the top of the net and just jumps right over. Nice job there. I don't think Lauren Clark meant to do it, but we'll take it, P.O.
Yeah, Lauren Clark listed at 5'11". Uses every inch of her height there. And it's killed. Oh, that was killed by the dangerous Prusa one more time. But it's off. It's off a Penguin. So point for the Toros. 19-14. And here comes the libero, Von Ford. Hits it over, dug out by Bain. Tossed over by Swingle. Stocking tries to do a little one-hand touch. Doesn't work. Oh, there's a little one-hand touch by Prusa. Hits the net. Swingle hits it over with two hands. White sets it. Looks out there by Hicks. And that hit the ground after the effort that was by Pittman. Point Toros, 20-14, 6-point lead for the Toros. Vaughn Ford ready to serve it up. She lets it fly. Dug out by Morphew. Dug out by Pittman. Oh, and met at the top is Prusa, assisted by the dangerous Elaine Hicks, freshman, 5'11". And here comes Hunter with some stats for you.
I'll tell you what, Elaine Hicks, who led the team right now in 5 kills in the first game, she's only a freshman, and Piab, the future looks bright for this young Toro. They're excited to have her for the next 3 years.
Now here comes Vonfort, serves it over. Stocking, oh man, she just mishandled that one to Swingle. And Sand hits it over to famous DJT, baby, from What Are You Talking About? He's the ball boy today. And he'll give it over to Vonfort. Vonfort smacks it over the net. Dug out by Sand. I'm sorry, by Stocking. Jones delivers a dangerous kill right in the face of the dangerous Dennis Devine. Devine says, my fault, I'll get you next time. It's 22-15. Penguins down again, but the Toros ready to get a victory. Hits it over as Jessica Jones, dug out by Devine, hit over by White, and dug out by Prusa. She says, boom, Hunter. What do you say by Prusa? Everyone's impressed by her, Hunter.
Oh, absolutely, and I don't think you can not be impressed by her. She's just putting the team on her back right now, offensively, defensively. She's doing it all, really the epitome of a team player.
Now here comes the one known as an ace. Whoa, they call a time for the Penguins, and they give the Toros one more point. 23-15, Toros got it. And playing the Jerk song, I hope no one gets injured off this song. Hunter Hornstein, what do you got to say?
I'll tell you what, the Penguins really, really need to pick it up. The mental mistakes, like the Hannah Stocking dig. I mean, when you dig, you want to get that off the forearms. And, you know, just, I don't know if it's a lack of effort, if it's a lack of focus, or just a combination of the two. Off the fist isn't going to do it, as it shanks to the left, shanks to the right, but you got to be able to make sure that you stay focused enough to win this game, to come back and believe in yourselves. The Penguins have showed it time and time again. They've got what it takes to be a fantastic team. It's just a matter of putting it all together.
Yeah, this is a very young squad. Like Hunter said, you got to put this squad together. They're like Lego pieces. You could build a big tower, and a big tower, the bigger you make it, the stronger it is. And this team needs to get more experience to get more stronger. And I love the auditions they had for the freshmen. But coming up to serve right now is Mariner. Mariner hits it. Dug out by Morphew. Set by Swingle. Jones with a kill. Oh, what a dive. That was by the back line. Libero by Vonfort. And there it is. Stocking hits it over. Set by Magnum. Devine kills it. Set by Swingle, killed by Stocking off of Toro. Point Penguins, 23-16. Penguins trying to come back.
It looks like Hannah Stocking's got that swag back. The cannon locked and loaded, ready to go.
Hannah Stocking looks at her coach, talking to Gale. Gale and Stocking have similar styles of play. They're both outside hitters. But Stocking hits it over to Vaughn Ford, killed by Hicks, right to Ashley Sands' hands. Dug out. That was by a Penguin, now dug out by a Toro, set by Magnum. Hit by Prusa, hit by a diving Magnum, dug over with two Penguins on that ball, and it goes over the net. And Hicks, oh, stays in bounds. Another game of inches that was. Stocking dives for it, but no. 24-16, game point. And here comes the coach for the Toros. Davenport gets out of his seat, talks to his teammates a little bit, and ready to serve it is Ashley Clark, the senior out of Bakersfield. She hits it over the line, dug out by Pittman. Oh, a little one-hand touch. That was by Morphew. Morphew tries to meet at the top is Devine, and it goes out of bounds. Point for the Penguins. They need that. 24-17.
Absolutely. Got to stay close. Next point for the Toros wins it. But, hey, you can rattle off a few, make it close. Put the pressure on the Toros. It's up to them to close out the Penguins, not the other way around.
Yeah, key to the game is to get this Pat Conlin Center involved, and they need that to get involved in this game to try to stop the Toros from rallying back. But Magnum digs it out after the serve by Pittman. And there's Swingle, sets it, and one more time. Call it for the freshman, Lauren Clark, 5'11", was met at the top, but gets over the back line of the Toros. And there goes Pittman, ready to serve one more time. Pittman looks over, serves it, dug out by a Toro, set by Magnum, and met at the top one more time is Brusa, and gives it a kill. Game two is to a finish. Like the hustle that was, though, by the Penguins. And here comes Hunter Hornstein. And me and Hunter will do a little pregame halftime show. And you got to love what the Penguins and Toros are doing.
Absolutely. The Toros commanding 2-0 lead now, really putting the Penguins' backs against the wall here on senior night. Brooke Swingle, the lone senior, will finish out her career in either game 3, 4, or 5. Doesn't matter. But I'll tell you what. 2-0, Piab. It doesn't look good. And They're going to take a break, head into the locker room, try to refocus. The Toros, on the other hand, are going to try to refocus themselves, but they're going to want to go, and instead of letting the Penguins back into it, they're going to want to just turn it around and just absolutely go full board at the Penguins. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, Piab and I will have some stats for you. We'll have a little bit of a pregame for the next couple of sets, as well as look back at the career of Brooke Swingle. Radio.Dominican.edu brings you live DU volleyball action. We want to remind you, you can get us on your smartphone. Just plug in radio.dominican.edu, plug it into the browser, click the picture of the iPhone, and there you go, Penguin Sports on the go. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Oh, be strong. I'm finding it hard to resist. So show me what I'm looking for.
Dominican's Athletic Director, Terry Toomey, welcoming you to another exciting broadcast of DU Athletics on the radio home of the Penguins, radio.dominican.edu.
This should be the last significant play of the half. Hand up, hand down, Guevara. Right foot, plays it all the way in. There's Ziegler, header, and it's in! Goal, Penguins! Alex Ziegler, the senior captain. Lambert loses it, here's Engelhardt. Has Bratsburg wide left. Bratsburg might be able to get a shot off here. Left foot just over the head, and it's in. Bratsburg with her second goal of the game, and the Penguins take a commanding 2-0 lead.
Here's Grand with the service. Into the back row. Ball's alive. Bumped up right side. Helped across. And that's it! Swingle with the block. Just Swingle puts it away. And the Penguins have conference victory.
And ladies and gentlemen, your Penguins have won. Penguins have won! Penguins have won! We are live at the Collin Center. Happy to have you with us, everybody. Hunter Hornstein alongside DJ Piob. And I'll tell you what, a fantastic season it's been. Definitely a learning process. But the Penguins right now find themselves down 2-0 in this best of five as they look for answers here against Cal State Dominguez Hills. The Toros taking a commanding 25-15 win in the first game and then 25-18 in the second. They have been led offensively, I'll tell you what, by Abby Prusa and Elaine Hicks. I mean, those two, Piob, are unbelievable in the front line with the kills. 7 kills for Hicks, 10 kills for Prusa. And if the Penguins don't find a way to stop Denise Devine as well, she has 6 kills, they're going to look at themselves and they're going to be looking at a sweep here on Senior Day.
Yeah, you do not want a sweep on Senior Day, especially for the last game of the season for B-Swing, Brooks Swingle. You just can't have that. But it seems like that Coach Stammer is doing a little bit of experimenting right now. I mean, Rhea Falealili not having the many minutes that she normally has, and it seems like she's experimenting with the other freshmen that have a big career as a Penguin, which is Lauren Clark, Jessica Jones, and Hannah Stocking. They've been playing very well. And, you know, Lauren Clark, just the middle blocker, doing her job. And not to mention Jessica Jones and Hannah Stocking have a combined 11 kills on the night. And Stocking doing her job as she normally does.
So we're back here for Game 3. The Penguins, their backs firmly against the wall. Once again, I'm Hunter Hornstein. He's DJ Piob. And you are listening to live Penguin action, DU volleyball style, on radio.dominican.edu. Thank you for tuning in and making us part of your night, wherever you may be tuned into, whether it be on the internet, on your computer, or via your smartphone. Brooke Swingle, B-Swing, the senior, back to serve. Dug out into the back row by the Toros. Nice set there by Hicks. Hicks back to White. Hicks with the kill, and it's going to work. And just like that, the Toros on the board, 1-0.
Elaine Hicks, another part of that freshman trio, delivers a kill for the Toros, and that kills it for the Penguins rally.
Elizabeth Krieger back to serve, throws it up and hammers it across. Morphew to Swingle to Jones. Jones tries to kill it, not going to work. Good defense there by the Toros up front. Here's Clark, Ashley Clark, a Toro, over to the DUs. DUs bump it back over as White sets it for Hicks. And watch out, Pia. That ball almost took us out as Jessica Jones tried to save it off the fingertips into the broadcast booth. Almost derailed us, but we're still here. 2-0, the Toros lead. dug out by Morphew on the Toro serve. Morphew tries to go up, and it's blocked there in front of the net by Greer. She got up there, said no way, was assisted there by Ashley Clark as well. 3-0 Toros, and they've really come out of the gate strong here, Piab, as they will send Krieger back to serve. Morphew, handcuffed on that one, still gets it away somehow as it's bumped over to the Toros. Right in the middle of the court now as Swingle sets to Stocking. Stocking hammers it across, but it's blocked there by Krieger. Krieger and Pittman just in front of Hannah Stocking. Another miscommunication probably. Back to the Toros. Nice rally here. Stocking sets to Swingle, who sets it for Clark. Clark, no good. Over to White. White will set it over there for Greer, and Greer finishes it. And she hammered that one in there. Excuse me, that looked like that was number 5. Hicks, Piab, all sorts of trouble tonight. And there she proves it one more time. 4-0 Toros here at the Conlin Center. Hunter Hornstein alongside DJ Piab, served by the Toros over to the DUs. DUs try to clear it. They will, though. Olivia White sets in front of the net for Clark. Clark over to Stocking. Stocking over to Swingle. Swingle to Morphew. Morphew in. Nice job by the Penguins. Do work. Penguin point on the board. 4-1.
Yeah, there it is. Brooke Swingle set it up, and she did it with a set to her colleague, Kayla Morphew. Morphew and Swingle, good friends on this team.
Kayla Morphew with the serve over to the libero, Voltford, and Voltford hits it back up over the net, assisted there by Greer and Lauren Clark in front of the net. Unfortunately, hit it right back into the net. Point to the Toros, and we're going to have some subs here for the Penguins. Toros up 5-1. Morphew takes the seat. Lachelle Roulon comes in, and the sophomore libero, not the libero tonight, but the sophomore gets her first minutes of action. Stocking to Swingle. Back to Stocking. Stocking hammers it. Nice defense by the Toros. Over to the back line in front of the net. Here's Hicks, and Hicks hammers it away one more time, and they will not find an answer for her. If they can't find an answer, this is going to be a long night, Piup.
Yeah, a long night. That just answered right in between Roulon and Pittman. Just another answer that was for the Toros.
6-1, now 6-2 as the serve by the Toros goes right into the net. Point Penguins, 6-2. More importantly, they get the ball back. Lauren Clark, number 9, back to serve. Throws it up to the back line. Set and bumped across. Here's Hicks, who hammers it in front of the net off of Ashley Sand and Hannah Stocking. And they really couldn't do anything with that. Hicks right now having a field day and just really having her way with the DU defense. She takes a seat, though, and makes way for Frincinius. She's back to serve. She's into the game now. Another substitution. Piap, I don't know exactly. I didn't see that. I'm not sure who it is. Roulon back to serve. Roulon to receive the serve. Back over to the Toro side. Nice hammered over there. Way up in the air by Swingle. Jones to Swingle. Swingle tries to hit it. Gets ready. She will do her. Penguin point. 7-3 Penguins. 7-3 Toros. The Penguins, though, starting to get a little momentum, Piop.
Yeah, do work. That rise by 100 just makes me laugh that we're saying do work because they're doing work to these Penguins.
Jessica Jones over to serve. Nice set in front there by Magnum. Magnum sets it for, yes, you guessed it, Prusa. And Prusa right in front of Jessica Jones. Another point to the Toros, 8-3, and they're having their way here at the Conlin Center tonight.
Yeah, Prusa, and you got to mention Hicks having a career year as a freshman. These are rookies. It's freshman versus freshman. The freshman for the Penguins and the freshman for the Toros. You got to see who's better.
Having a career year in her first career season. And there's Hannah Stocking, who's having a great freshman year as well. The cannon is unloaded, and it's a point to the Penguins. Do work, Hannah Stocking, number 3, with the kill. The freshman outside hitter from Oregon. So not a California native. Anyway, she's back to serve. The Penguins trailing by 4, 8-4 here in the third game. Penguins trailing 2-0. Nice save there by Magnum. Magnum sets it over to Krieger. Krieger, though, got denied. Morphew tries to flip it over. Nice defense by the Toros. Little dink shot over. Hassan now returns the favor. She tries to dink it back over to the Penguins. Krieger over to Pittman. Pittman to Swingle. Swingle sets for Morphew. Morphew hits it just too much, though, and it goes out of bounds. I'll tell you what, that one didn't get any kind of line drive action on it. It just kind of sailed, kept going. Maybe too much backspin. Anyways, it goes out of play. Point two, the Toros, 9-4. And Prusa goes back to serve. Parusa hammers that ball on the ground a couple times. Throws it up. Running start. Here's the serve. It's a good one. Over to Morphew. Morphew to Stocky. Stocky diving save to Jones. Jones somehow gets it across over to Totoro's in front of the line. Nice hit there by Krieger, and Krieger hammers it in. Hannah Stocking could do nothing with it. Hannah Stocking, a look of bewilderment on the young freshman's face as it's 10-4. Toros up in front. Prusa back to serve. She will. And it's a low liner that's dug out by Pittman. Swingle, quick little swing pass over across the side. There's Krieger one more time. Hannah Stocking gets rocked again. Somehow keeps the ball up. The southpaw Pittman over across the net. There's Devine. Devine over to Jones. Pittman one more time back over the net. Nice dig out there by Prusa. Prusa set for Krieger. Krieger just outside the line. A little too much. Nice job. The Penguins touched it. Can't do that. Can't make mistakes like that. Point to the Toros. Almost said Tesoro High School. Point over there to the Toros, 11-4.
Yeah, 11-4. This is a commanding lead that they need to keep up to beat these Penguins here tonight. But the Penguins, of course, need to finish off a win.
Serve by Prusa goes over to Swingle. Swingle, though, is going to hit it over, and it's a two-touch for Dominguez Hills, excuse me. Point to the Penguins, 11-5. Ashley Pittman back to serve. Pittman, the southpaw, serves it to the back row. Set up in front for Dominguez. Dominguez hammers it across the net. They're going to get called, though, for touching the net. And the DUs are. They're going to get called for touching the net. And they give the points to the Toros, 12-5, and they're having their way. Back to serve now is White. White over to Swingle. Swingle for Lauren Clark. Lauren Clark couldn't do anything with it. There's Hicks one more time. Hits it up and over. Nice job by Hicks. She's just having a field day tonight. Great job by the young freshman for Cal State University, Dominguez Hills, 13-5.
Yeah, that ball just almost hit us right here in the booth, Hunter.
That's the second time that's happened, P-Up. Maybe we should get some masks on or something.
Yeah, we need some hard hats here. Luckily, Stu's not in the building.
Absolutely. Good job by Swingle to keep that ball alive as she hits it back over to the Toros. Toros try to hammer it. Nice block in front of defense. Jessica Jones somehow gets it over to Morphew. And just like that, the Toros playing great defense. There's a hit by Kreider. Kreider to Stocking, to Swingle, to Clark. Clark, nope, not going to happen. Good defense. We've got a good one here, folks. Ball's still alive. Swingle sets for Morphew. Morphew tries to end it, and she won't. Just goes outside the line. My goodness, you don't want to see something end like that. That was fantastic, P-Up. The greatest rally we've seen all night, probably all season. Unfortunately, doesn't go the Penguins' way. 14-5. Gail Stammer calling a timeout for her DUs.
Yeah. Again, Gail Stammer calls a timeout, maybe because the missiles that Dominican has been launching to the other side, to the back line of the Toros. And tough luck for Brooke Swingle because one of the balls hit one of her posters and it ripped to pieces. So I guess they have to make a new poster saying "Be Swing" because that's what it said on the poster. But you got to look at the intensity that both teams have. Coach Davenport looking intensely at Elizabeth Kreider. Kreider, the freshman, 5'9", out of Costa Mesa, California, Rosary High School. And it seems like Davenport is giving her a little bit of a lesson here, showing her what to do as an outside hitter. She's only a freshman. It seems like this is her first game she's playing in a while. But also, look at Gail Stammer, the former gold digger from San Jose, gives a little prep talk to her team. And when we mean team, we also mean a part of the booth. And as a part of the team, Hunter Horn's team, we'll do a little play-by-play.
Olivia White back to serve for the Toros, and she hits Jessica Jones right in the chest, and the ball bounces away. Point to the Toros as Dominguez Hills opens up the scoring, 15-5, 10-point lead. There's the next serve by White. Jones this time gets it to Swingle, who gets it to Stocking. Stocking, man, if she corrals that arm, she's got a lethal weapon. She just doesn't seem to be able to find it, not making those in-game adjustments, Piab, and that's key. As Kayla Morphew now gets subbed out for Rhea Falealili, the Long Beach native. 16-5, fans. Here on radio.dominican.edu. Senior day as we say goodbye to Brooke Swingle. And we'll take that point. Olivia White hits it just outside the line on the serve. It's a point to the Penguins. they get the ball back, and hopefully they can start some scoring, P-Up.
Yeah, and start some scoring. Let's start it with the ace here by Swingle. Let's see if she could do it.
Swingle doesn't get the ace. Maybe she does. Nice job there by Swingle as she gets it in. You called it, P-Up. Well done.
Did I call it just like the home run one or rebay hit on my show? But it doesn't matter. Swingle got an ace. Let's see if she gets one more.
16-7 as she serves it. No ace this time as the Toros are ready. They little quick pass over to Stocking. Stocking bumps it up. Filialili clears it. Back row of Dominguez Hills. There goes Divine, and Divine hammers one in there. Excuse me, not Divine, Greer. Greer hammers that one in there. 17-7, back to a 10-point lead.
Hey, check it out. Jason Stefani, famous freshman, in the building, hanging out near the icebox. He has a lot of energy, which hopefully rubs off to the Dominican Penguins so they can have some energy themselves.
Nice serve there. Nice diving stop. And there goes Brooke Swingle into the scorer's table. And that's the last thing you want, her to get hurt on senior day. But great job by Brooke Swingle, never giving up until that whistle is finally blown.
Yeah, she never gave up her entire career, and she's showing it right here tonight.
17-7, DU's trail. Serve now by Kreider. Kreider over to Filialili, who dives and gets the ball out of there. Jones tries to hammer it in there. Nice defense by the Toros. Toros on offense now as Hicks hammers one in there. Nice stop by Swingle. Swingle to Jones to Filialili, who tries to quick pass it in there. Doesn't work. There's Greer. Nice job by Ashley Pittman to dig it out. Here's Filialili. Filialili hits it up. Not going to happen, though. Defense there by the Toros. Key for them. Swingle hits it up. Set by Jones. Filialili hammers that ball in there. Gets it. Just too much of it, though, and hits the net. Point against them. Point to the Toros, 19-7. This one looks all but over, but you never want to say die. The Penguins still fighting hard. Here's the service by Dominguez Hills, and Swingle gets called for a two-touch, and another give-me point to the Toros as it's 20-7 now. And Piab, just everything and anything is going wrong right now for them. Back to serve the Toros. It looks like they've had ball possession the whole time. Swingle dives, tries to save it. Not going to happen. Miscommunication one more time and obvious frustration on the Penguins. 21-7.
Yeah, this is not what the Penguins wanted to hear on senior night, especially on a packed crowd. But checking in for Filialili, trying to get some rest here, is the junior Kayla Morphew. Maybe Coach Gale doing more experimenting with the Penguins.
Served by the Toros. Swingle sets for Clark. Clark tries to hammer it in. And no, just outside. I know you wanted that one in there, P-Up, trying to be the fourth, fifth ref here on the squad. Ball just outside the back line in 22-7 now. Pittman digs out the Toro serve over to Swingle to Jones. Jones blocked in front by Greer. There's Pittman scrambling to save it. Jones somehow doesn't touch the net but still gets the ball over. Here comes Hicks, and Hicks just muscles it into the net. We'll take that point, 22-8. But Piab, obvious frustration on the faces of the Lady Penguins.
Yeah, that's not what you want for the Lady Penguins, especially on senior night. I'll say it one more time, but ready to serve it up is Morphew.
Morphew serves. Toros flick back over to the DUs. There's Jones, who tries to hit it in, and she will. Great job, Jessica Jones, the young freshman. Do work, Penguin point, 22-9.
Yeah, jumping up and down is Jones because she knows she got a good job there, especially a good jump to time it well.
The great kill, but here's Morphew. Here's the serve. It's a good one. Dug out. There's Hicks. Nice job by Brooke Swingle, giving it her all here on senior day. Kayla Morphew over to White, over to Greer. Greer in front of a diving Pittman. 23-9. And the Toros answering back in a big way. Really taking control and are on the doorstep of a three-game sweep.
Yeah, Divine right there on the bench, jumping up and down, promoting her teammates, but look at the bench of the Penguins. They're not giving up as well, yelling instructions to their teammates.
Served by the Toros, dug out by Pittman to Swingle, back to Pittman. Pittman just clears it, gets that ball out of there. Toros tried to dink it in, not going to work, though. Here's Hannah Stocking. Let's see what she does. Another dink. Great save by the Toros. Swingle now. A little miscommunication issue, but Hannah Stocking hits it one more time, hits it outside the net, and goes to the point does. The point goes to the Toros, and it's 24-9 on the doorstep. Game winner right here. And you look like Scott Davenport, the head coach of the Toros, pretty laid back, knows his team won this game. Jessica Jones over to Swingle. Here's Hannah Stocking. Stocking gets it in, never giving up as they prolong the career of Brooke Swingle just at least 1 point longer. Here comes Ashley Sand in for Pittman, Lauren Clark back to serve. 24-10, folks, here on Senior Day. Penguins, a loss, they go home. Olivia, over to the Penguins. Here's Stocking. Stocking tries to hammer it in. Nice job by Olivia White there. Hicks ends it. A clean sweep by the Toros as the freshman Hicks ends the game, and it in effect ends the career of Brooks Swingle. 23 has played her final game here in the Conlin Center. That'll do it for the Penguins season. Brooks Swingle, the senior, all kinds of emotions going through her. A great job of play by her today. A great season, a great career. Not much else you can say. Gail Stammer's first year at the helm of the DU volleyball women's program is over. A good campaign by the freshmen, the young freshmen, the seven of them. They'll be back. Everyone will be back except for Swingle as this game's over. A clean sweep. The season's over. Ladies and gentlemen, it's been an absolute pleasure bringing you DU volleyball action. Once again, I'm Hunter Hornstein, and keep it here on radio.dominican.edu because we've got basketball, we've got lacrosse, we've got softball, and we've still got soccer's over, excuse me. So the season is over, the career is over for Brooks Swingle. We salute B Swing, number 23. For DJ Piab, I'm Hunter Hornstein, reminding you that the Penguins fall in three sets to Cal State Dominguez Hills here. Season's over, folks. It's been a blast. Please keep it here as we have basketball, lacrosse, and all the other sports here on radio.dominican.edu. Hunter Hornstein for Piab. Good night.